The atmosphere at the White House appeared cordial, with the Prime Minister wearing a charming smile, which appeared to coax the President out of his usual scowl. The official press release was devoid of virtually any negative comments, and in particular, no mention of tearing up or even renegotiating NAFTA. Newt Gingrich, in a Fox News piece, referenced that a U.S.-Canada trade agreement may be a profitable parallel to U.S.-Great Britain trade deal. Mr. Gingrich's thoughts seem to portend some significant change in NAFTA. President Trump has said in recent days that CAFTA, which some experts believe might be the fallback if the U.S. withdrew from NAFTA, was an acceptable deal. Let's return to the official joint statement, which offered much good news for a variety of sectors. It noted that Canada is the most important market for 35 states and that we engage in more than $2 billion in two-way trade every day, which creates and sustains millions of good-paying jobs for middle-class Americans and Canadians. Energy and environment was next up and highlighted the world's largest energy trading relationship, which works to our mutual benefit, as well as the fact that Keystone is a top priority for both leaders. A clear focus was properly placed on border security, with no mention of the 9/11 myth that the terrorists came through Canada, but rather focused on NORAD, a preclearance, and the building of a 21st century border with information sharing beneficial to both countries. The release expressed a clear understanding of the need for infrastructure spending and the adoption of strategies like co-locating border officials. In a bit of a pleasant surprise, the inclusion of language on empowering women in business was most welcome. It concluded with a commitment to continuing to strengthen our common bond for our mutual prosperity and security. All in all, for those of us who have an interest in this special relationship, it was a very good day. Let's hope it continues.